And I am really, really happy to be introducing to you today Christian Kozowski also, but you probably know him better as Krille. And he's been the developer of FluffyChat, and now he's a lead developer for our mobile application, or all of our applications at Famitly. And before he starts his talk about how our app looks like and what kind of features we've implemented on top of Matrix for the healthcare system, let me quickly tell you how we met, because it's a nice story. We met in a hackerspace in Stuttgart, and Krille was really afraid that we were trying to abduct him, because we were entering in suits because we came from a conference, and he was really really irritated by these weird guys in suits, but still decided to work for them, and he still does today. So we're really, really happy about this, and all that you see basically comes out of his head. So please welcome Krille. Thank you.
Yeah, hello everyone. I'm Krille, and it's a pleasure to be here today and giving this talk here. We have already learned today about the TI Messenger. There have been already talks about it, as far as I know. And in my talk today, I would like to showcase you a little bit more how it actually looks like on a phone, and what we at Famitly are developing, and what I'm developing since I met these weird guys in suits in 2019 in Stuttgart. And what we've reached so far, and especially what we are doing with Matrix and the healthcare system, what we are building on top of Matrix, how we are using Matrix. You can already see here some mockups, how the app looks like. Normal messaging app, a Matrix client with the typical features, you know. You also already see voice messages. You see that it's very tied to healthcare professionals to be used by them. And some info about me. I'm Christian Kozowski. I'm the team lead frontend in Famitly. Software developer from Wuppertal in Germany, with a passion for open source frontend development and user experience. And I'm also the creator of FluffyChat, which I'm creating since 2017. Which is quite funny, because every time at this conference someone comes to me, every second time he asks me about FluffyChat, not about Famitly. And I'm the lead developer for the Famitly app since 2019. It's also my Matrix ID, where you can contact me if you have any other questions. But I'm also here around on the conference the whole time. You can find me at the Famitly booth. And some quick information about our app, what we are doing. So, first of all, we are truly cross-platform. We are developing an iOS, Android, and web application from the same source code. And it is not a web app, which a lot of people may think. It leads me to the point two. We are using the Flutter framework. How does Flutter work? You can imagine it a little bit like a gaming engine. It is itself responsible to paint the app. Every pixel on it. So it uses the Dart programming language. So by doing this, it reaches nearly native performance. It's a cross-platform developing framework developed by Google. And also our application is, is fully responsive. It's fully responsive, so it means that the user interface adapts to the varying screen sizes. So the user interface looks a bit different on small mobile phones or on desktop PCs or tablets. It means you can see different amount of columns. We are also developing our own Matrix SDK. We are not using the very, very good Matrix Rust SDK, which everyone should consider first when developing a new Matrix client, because this is really nice, really good. We have started 2019 there. The Matrix Rust SDK did not exist. And also, it's not that easy to write Rust bindings for Dart then. And even now, it's not that easy. So we have developed our own Matrix Dart SDK. So in the Dart programming language. Don't be worried. We are still using Vodosemark, of course, the Rust library. We have done the effort to build the Rust bindings for this very small set of functions. So we have the same encryption security. And also the Matrix Dart SDK is also used by FluffyChat. So if you try out Family and FluffyChat, you will probably see that it behaves very similar. And we are a TI messenger. We are the first certified TI messenger. And for a long time, we also have been the only TI messenger. You have already heard a lot about it. We support all the TI messenger features, which you need for the certification. Also, we are very featureful. We are a featureful Matrix client. Also, I mean, the client is existing since 6 years now. So we support, of course, end-to-end encryption. We have also cross-signing. We have key backup. We have user verification. Also, video calls. We are LiveGrid. We are currently implementing in the app. And also, it also already works. Yeah, and let's come to the first very fancy feature, what you can do with the app. You can see the hand here in big. Here is it in small. This is an EHBA card. It's as you can see, it's a test card, not a real one. I'm not a real professor, Dr. Emilio Frankfurter. It's a test card from the Gematik. These are doctors' ID cards that are smart cards, which all professionals in the German healthcare system get from the Gematik to authenticate themselves. Also, they have come smart card abilities. And so you can use them to verify your identity. And you can use these cards here with the Family app by scanning the card with your NFC chip. I would really like to show you how this looks like, because this is one of the most fancy features. So I'm wearing here my phone and it works very nice. Okay, this is the app here, as you can see. Maybe can quickly show you around a little bit. You can, right now here, I have no chat. I can start a new chat. Let's search for a nice looking person like, there we have Philip. Can start a new chat with him and send hi. You are probably not in your demo account, so you cannot respond, but you are on vacation. Interesting. Okay, so you can see here the chat list. And yeah, as you can see, it's just you can send voice messages. And they are just the normal chat features you know from any other Matrix client so far. So we can go here now into the settings and into profile. And there you can see here, you can add an EHBA card. With this EHBA card, when you add it to your Matrix account and family, you can unlock some features with it. So let me first showcase you how this looks like. So you can start the verification. First, you have to enter the card access number, which is on your card. It's extremely hard to guess. And then you have to enter the PIN of your test card, which is also impossible to guess. And then you have to scan your thing. I hope it works on the first time. You hold it against the NFC chip, then you have to wait a couple of seconds and you have added it to your account. You can see it here. And it stays there, as you can see. So, what can you do with it? This leads me to the next slide. When you already have had a talk about TI Messenger, you maybe already heard about this concept about the Fire for today. This is a centralized directory from the Gematik, from the German healthcare system for the German healthcare system, where all owners of an EHBA card can add their MXID to be discoverable. So with this EHBA card, I can authenticate myself, write my MXID to this, and so other users can find me and discover me and directly contact me without knowing my Matrix ID. This is super useful because we want to have this whole healthcare communication decentralized, right? We do not want a central Synapse server for all healthcare organizations in Germany or in Europe. We want, in the best case, a metric server for every healthcare organization. But then how can the users find each other? Of course, they can themselves send the metrics ID, but we wanted to do an easier way to find them. And by using the HVA card, you can just add yourself to the directory. And I can show you how the search looks like. You go to the plus here. Then you can just search here for users. Let's search for, let's say, Peter. What Peters do we find? And we find a lot of Peters here. Thing is, I'm in the staging environment of the TM Messenger. That means those are our test accounts, of course. And as you can see them, they're on a different server. And my server, which is a test server from Femitly, isn't aware of these users. So I cannot use the matrix user directory to find them. I'm using the Gematik VZD in the test environment to find those Peters here, who are all not existing. A lot of them have this E with this accent aigu. I don't know why. This way I can find... There's even a Peter Trump, right? Interesting, even two. Okay. You can ask the Gematik why they chose this name. This way it's much easier to just contact other ones. Okay, but that's not the only way how you can find others. I come to this later. That's not the only feature you can do with the HBA card. Another feature we have is we can send medical orders over Matrix by using Femitly. What is a medical order? It just means that the doctor gives ärztliche Anweisung, order that, for example, a patient has to take some medicine two times a day or something like that. And this medical order is, of course, something the doctor can be sued for, or this should be a very official message, which you should be able to also to download, and then you can prove later that the doctor exactly said this. I had this by myself, actually, that a doctor has given me a medical order that I should take this medicine in this doses, and by accident he gave me a 10 times larger doses than he actually wanted. And everything went fine, but you can also giving a medical order for doctors is sometimes a very time-consuming task, and we made it very easy. I can share my screen here again. For example, I could give now Philip a medical order, so I come here to a form. So his name is Philip Kurz. I can, by the way, only do this because I am a doctor, because I have authenticated with this card here. Without this card, I would not see this feature. I can add the date of birth. I don't know when you have birth. Let's say just here. Oh, you're very old. And let's give you the medical order. Take some more vacation. And then I can just send this. So what happens? This is just a matrix message here. It's a matrix message displayed in a different manner. So you can see here all the information added. You can also see here who's the doctor, Emilio Frankfurter, that's me, with my telematic ID, my card ID, and my organization. Of course, all test data. And also it's possible to download this. If I tap here as a PDF file, and you can see here, I have here a PDF which I can print out, or for those who don't have Femitly yet, send them as a fax or something like that. And you see here all information you need. Also the event ID and the room ID you see here below, so that you can then cryptographically check that this event actually has been sent from this user. And the very nice thing here, we got the feedback from a doctor that this feature alone saved this doctor, saves this doctor 1 hour of work every day. Okay, now we come to the next feature of the Firefox ZD from the Gematik. This is a way how you can also find and contact other healthcare organizations in Germany right now by using the same directory from the Gematik, from the healthcare ministry. But not in the manner of that you publish your own as a user, your matrix ID, but that organizations like here, for example, the hospital publish matrix ID as a contact point so that you have a use case. You do not want to contact a specific doctor in the hospital. You want to contact the hospital, and then the hospital decides who is responsible to reply to your request here. And later I can also show you that this is not only for healthcare professionals communicating with each other, but also with insured people, which is very new. First, I would really like to showcase this to you again. You click here on the plus again, and then you switch to organizations. And you can see here a lot of organizations that you can contact. That, of course, everything test organizations. You can go here to the profile of the organizations, then you see the contact points. An organization can have multiple contact points with assignees on it. Let's try out, for example, not sure if this contact point here works. Let's send a test request. Maybe I see an error message yet. Yeah, here. See it. But, okay, the request got created. So what happens then? A new matrix room has been created, and the people who have been assigned on this other organization got invited into this room. So you can chat with them. And you see here in the chat list that those requests, this official request from your organization to the other organization, get displayed in a different manner with this mail icon here. Okay, and also, of course, you can, if you are the admin of your organization, manage your contact points directly in the app. You go to the settings, and then to organization, and here you can see your contact points and edit them if you like. You can see here this is a matrix conference test contact point, which you can only contact if you are on the TMS and REST staging environment. Unfortunately, it is not an open federation, it's a closed federation. Only the TM Messenger servers are allowed to participate there. You can say here which users are assigned to this content point and will be added to a room when someone wants to start a request to it. Okay. Still, I have to show you how this works with insured people. So that's a new feature from the TIM Pro specification. You can now also communicate with the patients, which is, on the one hand, really nice. On the other hand, a little bit dangerous, because doctors have the desire that the communication with patients is very limited. They do not want that patients are able to contact them at any time how they want. So there are two ways to start the communication with the patient. One is that the doctor initiates the communication. How does it work like? So you can see here new chat with insurers, not with patients, because the patients get their matrix ID from the insurance company in Germany. That's actually a new law that the insurance company have to provide matrix users for their insurance. Insured so that they can be contacted. And those matrix clients is usually built in the application which on the app which the insurance company offers for their customers. So when I now want to contact someone, what do I need to know? I don't need to know the matrix ID. I need to know first the insurer. Let's say this is the Techniker Krankenkasse. I have a list of all insurers here. Can search for them. And then I have here the number of this insurer. And by using this number, I can resolve this number to a matrix domain. And so I have the domain part of the matrix ID I want to contact. And the local part is just the insurance number. This is a very simple solution. And the insurance number in Germany, at least, is standardized. It usually starts with an E and then with 9 numbers. Let's say this one here. And then this together with the domain will just result into a matrix ID, which you can contact, depending on, of course, that the insured has installed the application of his insurance company and logged into it. And that this insurance number already exists. So here, of course, in the testing environment, I cannot contact them, so I will see this error message here. But this way you would open a new chat and you would be able to communicate with them, and the patient would receive a push notification on their mobile device. Also, there's another way that patients are able to contact you as a healthcare professional. One is here, you see here, this toggle that you can say that you are visible for insured in the Fault ZD, because patients can also search in the Fault ZD for professionals. If I want to do this, this would be a write access to the FHIR Fault ZD, so I would need to hold my card again against my phone. I would skip this for now. And the other way is patients are also able to contact organizations and contact points. So you have here this toggle here again. This I can do because here the authentication is a little bit easier because my user account is just an org admin. So I can toggle this here off and on again as I like. And so insured people could contact me here. Okay. Yeah, some more features that we haven't been built on top of Matrix. How much time do I have left?
3 minutes.
3 minutes, okay. Then I cannot showcase everything of it. We have a reminder for inactive chats. So once a chat got inactive more than 6 months, you will see a notification in your app that you should probably archive it. Also, you have... ended up twice there. Also, we have an easy chat export for your documentation. So you can export the chat in a TXT format, HTML, PDF, or even JSON if you want to have it machine readable. You can control who can invite you to a chat. And you can say, for example, only internals in your organization are able to invite you to a chat, or that everyone, or you can allow or blacklist servers or even users. And managing contact points of your organization in the Firefox ZD, I've already shown this to you. Yeah, this brings me to the end. Let's talk. Visit us at our booth. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pille. I think we have time for one, maybe two questions. I will also remind you that
we have the channel for the room. So if you're listening from online, you can use the chat room to ask your questions. But first, I look into the room. Any questions for Grille?
Hi. So you talk about the... is it the insurance company is the one responsible for defining the user's identifier?
Mm-hmm.
So then are they're also the owner of the home server?
Yes.
Yes.
Every insurance company hosts a single matrix home server, or as opposed to host a matrix home server for their customers. and their local part will just be the insurance number or the insured number.
Cool. And that so, and there's no way to migrate them to other companies right now if they were to change insurers. I don't know if that's
a... You would just get a new matrix ID then.
Yeah, they'll have a new relationship. And cool. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So one more question before we head over to the next talk. Doesn't seem to be the case. Oh, yeah. There we got one question.
You mentioned a directory server to be able to find a matrix ID of someone to contact them. But if you know them, can you just contact everyone, or is there some kind of protection built in?
There's also another way in the app where you can contact someone directly with an MXID or by scanning a QR code. So if you just know the MXID or share it, you just... made this not a first-class feature because we don't want to bother our non-technical users with MXIDs. But, of course, there is a closed federation, so you cannot contact a TM Messenger user from matrix.org. Not yet, at least.
Okay, then thank you one more time, Krille, for your talk, and one more round of applause.